And good morning. It's KMAN's In Focus. And on this Friday, we have several different segments. And we're going to begin our program today with the Executive Director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, Karen Hibbard. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Dave. Happy November to you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's going to be a beautiful day, lovely weekend. It's November. November is election month.
I prefer to call it the thankful month, Dave. I'm very thankful for month. This being November. Yes.
And tell us why you are so thankful.
Well, Dave, actually, we have so many things to be thankful for. Yes, we have are living through a pandemic, but truly we have much to be thankful for. Our community is doing well. We are grateful that we have been able to have Kansas State University, Kansas State football. We're playing OSU this weekend. Go Cats. We just have a lot to be thankful for. But when I think about us as the Convention and Visitors Bureau as Visit Manhattan, I do have some good news that I'd like to share with you.
We like good news.
Yes, absolutely. And that is the fact that, Dave, last month during October, during the Kansas Tourism Conference, the Travel Industry Association of Kansas awarded Manhattan our Convention and Visitors Bureau with the best visitor's guide for a mid-size Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we are just delighted with that award. We're delighted with those bragging rights, and we're delighted with our efforts and very thankful for that. For our listeners, if you're not aware of the visitor's guide, that's a great marketing tool that we have that tells the story of Manhattan and our many offerings and the reasons that people love to come and visit. This year, we redesigned our visitor's guide, telling the story about Manhattan in a little bit different way. The stories and pullouts of what to do. We had a girls' weekend, a feature on if you were bringing your girlfriends into town, what a group of girls might find fun to do, highlighting the great outdoors, highlighting our just great activities that make Manhattan unique. And then we put our advertisers. We couldn't do this guide without our advertisers, and all the advertising was in the back, is in the back of the guide. So, again, our efforts with retelling that story, we were delighted that we have received that award.
Well, that's a staff effort, and I know that Dina Huff does, you know, the design, and she's terrific at that. But also, it's important, you know, you talk about the advertising, but those are people that have a vested interest in tourism in the community.
Absolutely, and we cannot do that without our partners, and it just makes all of our offerings makes Manhattan an attractive place to come visit, stories to tell. We hosted a travel writer yesterday in our community, and they said, "Oh my goodness, we wish we had more time to be here because from driving by and seeing the insect zoo to many of our eateries to our activities that they were participating in, there's just so much in which to tell the story of what Manhattan's offerings are." And so, again, our visitor's guide is such an important tool for us to be able to do that. Our listeners can go to our website, visitmanhattanks.org, and they can flip through and see that guide electronically if they would like. You can also find it in the mall on the south end. There's a mall cart there that has our visitor's guide. We encourage you to pick that up, send it to your friends and relatives that live out of town, or you could contact us and we can send one to them as well. Actually, our inquiries have gone up a great bit through this pandemic, Dave, with people planning for when it is safe for them to travel once again, what all they can see and do. On a downside, with the pandemic, we do have a lot of guides that we will not be creating a guide for 21, just because we have a plethora of guides left over. And so we'll create a very cute sticker that will be on there because much of that information will remain the same of activities and things that you can enjoy when you come to visit Manhattan.
Well, congratulations again. I know that that's a nice honor, and I know that that's one that's a treasure to have for all those that are in the tourism field.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's always nice to be acknowledged. And so we were very grateful for that. And things were a little different even in the tourism world. We met virtually rather than in person. And so when you're given lemons, you make lemonade, right?
Mm-hmm. Or at least have a whiskey sour? Is that
something like that?
Something like that. Well, there's so many things, you know, and there are still events that are happening. You talked about being thankful for November. We could be thankful for a number of events, and one that's a key event in our community is Veterans Day, and I know that that's a big day but this year has a different connotation to it.
Certainly. Certainly. I want everyone to mark their calendars for Wednesday, November 11th, is Veterans Day, when we honor and acknowledge those who have served our country. And I think it's very appropriate for you to do that in a safe way to acknowledge and be grateful for those that have chosen to serve. We are a unique community, and we're one of the few communities, really nationwide, that is hosting Veterans Day parade this year. And Janet Nichols in our office with Military Relations has worked diligently with the group to make this happen. But next Wednesday at 9:30, Veterans Day parade will come down Points Avenue, beginning at the mall, and will come down Points Avenue and will end at City Hall. And I believe you all will be covering it, so you can listen to it online, correct?
Well, it's a little bit different than that. Not the parade, but the parade and the ceremony will be able to be viewed on the City of MHK's website.
Yes.
And it's just like you were watching a city commission meeting.
Cool.
And then also it's going to be on Cox Cable Channel 3.
Uh-huh.
So we've been able to add a video component of this year. And, you know, I worked with Jed Dunham to make this a possibility. And we will have the on-air coverage on K-Man of the Veterans Day ceremony, as we have for, 20, who knows how many years. I think every year since they started it.
Yes.
So we'll have that on K-Man on Wednesday.
Just another reason to be a great, faithful K-Man listener.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, you know, we also get into, you know, the holiday season, gift giving, shopping, and all kinds of fun things to explore.
Absolutely. And if you are a person that is a plan ahead person, it is that time for you can almost begin to hear some jingle bells in the air. But certainly this Sunday, Holiday Open House Downtown is happening. There are over 15 businesses that are actively participating. We encourage you. It's supposed to be a nice day again on Sunday and get a head start on some holiday shopping in our stores that are uniquely Manhattan. So we would encourage you to mark that on your calendar. Come in and just begin your shopping season there. And then we encourage you to come back, get out and about, because the Festival of Trees, which benefits the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, there are some stores downtown that will have their trees up that you can walk by, get a little bit of that holiday spirit into your mind, and that will be an online auction. And again, encouraging you to get out and walk about and to view which tree you are dreaming about that could be yours to have in your home or in your business as well. And then, Dave, not to be, you know, when you get your tree and you get your packages, you might think, boy, I need some other packages to go with that. And we're really, really pleased, again, since 1999, this event has been taking place at the Manhattan Arts Center. It's the Wrap It Up event where you can go and just take advantage of some great artisans' efforts and make sure that you get that unique gift, and that begins November the 14th and will run through December the 24th. And Dave, are you a guy that likes to wrap your own presents, or are you a guy that loves it when somebody does it for you?
I know where my wrapping paper is. I could not guarantee you I could find my scissors within 20 minutes. And I just buy new rolls of tape. So, you know, when that time comes, I will have them somewhere. I have a lot of rolls of tape in about 17 different boxes.
So it sounds like to me you need to take advantage of Wrap It Up.
I need help.
And they will take care of that for you. So. So make sure that as you're beginning to think about the holidays that you keep that in mind. But, yeah, that's a great thing.
That's
but
a neat program at the Art Center.
It is a great program. Mm-hmm. It is a great program. But before you can pull out your Santa hat, we really want to be acknowledge those that get to wear their graduation hat. And graduation, as you know, KSU graduation is much earlier this year than traditionally it is. And so that weekend right before Thanksgiving, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, we will be having KSU graduation, congratulating those that have set their goal and have accomplished their goal and are receiving their diplomas. So we anticipate we will see some visitors in town as a result of that. And so, again, congratulations. And they won't all have on Santa hats yet. So that's exciting for us.
You know, there are a lot of things that are happening over the Thanksgiving weekend, and one of the things, the day before Thanksgiving, there's some K-State basketball, and you love the name of this little tournament they have at Bramlage Coliseum, the Little Apple Classic.
The Little Apple Classic. How appropriate is that? And you know, basketball is one of those sports that I greatly enjoy, and so we are thrilled that that is going to be taking place here with our tag on that. And so I just think that is pretty darn special.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there are a number of other things that are happening over the Thanksgiving weekend, too. So the Turkey Trot is fun.
The Turkey Trot. It's the fifth annual Turkey Trot in that on Thanksgiving Day at 9 o'clock. If you are so inclined to, rather than running in your kitchen to make sure that turkey is going to be done on time, you can come down to Aggieville at 9 and you can run a 5K, and then you can go back to make sure your turkey is done on time. And then maybe you'll be a little bit hungry so that you can actually, since you've exercised, you can indulge in that turkey, that delicious turkey, maybe a little bit of potatoes and gravy with that. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Let the tryptophan take in after that.
Yeah. Yeah. Crash out. Mm-hmm. There you go. And then the other celebration that I think is so very important and so grateful to Whoville and the dedication of making it happen on that Friday, Friday after Thanksgiving. This year it is going to be a little bit different, but the tallest Christmas tree in Kansas will be up. We are going to light that online this year. The online illumination ceremony will take place at 7 o'clock, so we really encourage you to gather around your computer, bring your family together, and be able to watch that online so that you can see that the celebration then is appropriate for you to put the turkey away, get out your Santa hat, begin to listen to carols, and you can begin to celebrate the season in its fullest glory. And then certainly as you drive by, you can see the tree, you can tune it in so you can listen to the music, you can get out and about and walk throughout the season time with Kansas's tallest Christmas tree. And again, thanks to Whoville for making that happen.
Yeah, that's a neat community project, and a lot of folks that dump a lot of dollars into that to make that happen. Well, we've talked a lot about things that are happening here throughout the month of November, but let's talk briefly about occupancy rates. And I know that this has been such a challenging, we all know that, such a challenging time for so many businesses and, you know, in the hotel industry. It's still a struggle as occupancy rates aren't anywhere near where we would like them to be.
Right, that is true, Dave. And for 33 weeks now, since the pandemic hit, we have experienced a downward occupancy. Just the last week of October here, we had a 45.9, almost 46% occupancy. That's down about 25% on average from where we have been normally this time of the year. you know, we haven't had conferences that are happening. We haven't had the ebb and flow of activity that normally we have. There's still visitors that are coming in, but they're smaller. There are meetings that are still happening, but they're 20 people or less in size. And so truly, we as a hospitality industry are really looking forward to when that confidence to gather together to learn, to educate, doesn't have to be virtual, but that it can be in person. The year-to-date STAR report, I can get you through the month of September, and again, it was almost 42%, but in 2019, we were at 64% occupancy, so again, we're down compared to what we have been in the past. So we'd look forward to 21 and things begin to peak up and turn a little bit. It has been great to see the extensions, the patios on the dining downtown, so that you can see that people are confident in coming out. It's just a little bit different than what it has been. So we look forward. I will be doing a real happy dance when we have an arrow that goes up instead of down.
Certainly. Well, we've talked a lot here, and we're a little bit on extended time. Is, you know, that happens whenever you come on the show. I'm not exactly sure.
Absolutely.
You're trying to put too much information in a little bit of time. But
That's right.
Yeah. Any conclusion comments this morning?
I would just encourage our listeners to be sure and tune into our go to our website, which is again visit Manhattan. KS.org and click on the calendar of events, see what's happening. It is ever-changing. We ask visitors and our locals to, again, be aware of what our ordinances are. That is, wear a mask, do social safe distancing, and we will get through this together. Again, we have much to be thankful for, and Dave, allow me to be one of the first to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Wow. Bless your heart. Thank you. Likewise to you and yours.
Thank
Karen
you.
Hibbard joining us. She's the director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. When we come back on KMAN's In Focus in just a few moments, when we come back in a few moments, we'll be visiting with Greg Eystone with K-State Research and Extension. And later in the program, Todd Holmberg with McCain Auditorium. Got a lot of developments there that we want to touch base on KMAN's In Focus.